Lord God, we praise you. We lift you up. You are worthy. You are holy, Lord. You sit on the throne, God. Bring us there by your feet. Fix our eyes toward you, the great King, the Redeemer, the Savior. Lord Jesus, you correct everything, Lord. You correct our thinking. Worship corrects our hearts. It corrects our perspective. Praising you and exalting you is what we were made to do. We were born. We were fashioned. Everything, our abilities, our intellect, everything was made to worship you, Lord, and we just worship you. Lord, I pray for anyone listening, Lord, that I pray that they would hear the heart, Lord, of the video, which is lift up Jesus Christ. Trust in Jesus Christ now, that you are God now, that you are sufficient now, that we can lose ourselves in looking at you, and we will find ourselves in you, Lord Jesus, that you are our life. You are our life. So Lord, I pray that you would convict anyone listening that it's about you now, Lord Jesus. In your name, amen. Hello, this is Michael. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can subscribe to the podcast by going to iTunes, the store, and typing Michael Ryan's B-O-O-S. So Michael Ryan, apostrophe S, B-O-O-S, booze, as in audio booze. So B-O-O-S. The Lord is just laying it on my heart to just share with you how much he loves you, and he desires for you to see him as your way, as your truth, as your life now. Whatever it is that you're going through, or even if you're not going through anything right now, look onto him. Did you worship him today? Did you exalt him today? Is your life tucked away? It says in Colossians 3 that our life is hidden in the Lord. I encourage you to hide yourself in Jesus Christ all day, every day. Because if you're not hiding yourself in Jesus Christ, you're hiding yourself in something else. The Lord Jesus is sufficient. He is the great I Am. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, before Abraham was, I am. He says, I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the bread of life. Jesus is the great I am. You remember Moses when he was in the desert? He was by the bush and God was talking to him, telling him what he wanted him to go do. He wanted him to go lead his people. Moses said to him, well, what should I say? What should I call you? What's your name? And he says, I am. Same God. Same God, Jesus Christ. He's good. He's good. He's so good. I just encourage you, just to drop what you're doing. I mean, pause the podcast, whatever it may be. Give glory to the Lord. He saved you. He gave his cross. He died. I mean, for you, for me. It should have been us, but instead it was him. He is such a loving person. To go through what he went through for our sins and our mistakes so that we don't have to go to hell. I mean, and that's just the beginning. It's not that we just don't have to go through hell, but now we have access to riches. Do you know about the riches in Jesus Christ right now? Are you enjoying the riches in Jesus Christ right now? The best thing we can do is to get on our knees and worship him. The best thing we can do is to bow down before him and to thank him. The best thing we can do. You may be struggling with unforgiveness, bitterness, stress, anxiety. confusion, being overwhelmed, I just encourage you, getting insight into why you feel those things, that can be beneficial. But just go worship Jesus. Just go worship Jesus. I'm guaranteeing you that he will meet you there. Go seek the Lord. Fix your eyes upon him. Lock yourself in a room and call out to him. He says, call out to me in the day of trouble, and I will save you, and you will glorify me. Call out to the Lord. When's the last time you've called out to the Lord? I mean, we're good at asking him for something really quickly, and he blesses. He's good even with that. Even if you haven't been doing it, he's still good to you. This isn't to lay a burden on you like, you know, God's upset with you because you're not doing this. He loves you. That's what I'm encouraging you to get in on, his goodness. But, you know, we ask the Lord for small things, or we may make a quick prayer or quickly think about him and just thank him for waking up or breathing, and that's good. That's good. But, you know, we were made to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We were made for that. That's our food. He's our drink. He's our everything. I encourage you, just take, if it could be 30 minutes. I mean, what's 30 minutes? What's 15 minutes? Lock yourself away and call upon his name. Bless him for what he's done for you. Cry out how good he is. Ask him to show you how good he is. The same way Moses asked God to show him his goodness. We can ask Jesus to do that if our faith is waxed. You know, if our faith is low, we can ask him to reveal himself. So I encourage you. Lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up the Son of God. And he will draw you to himself. He will bear the fruit in you. And you won't even be thinking about the fruit because you'll be so intoxicated with him. Honestly. You know, I mean, I hate to use this example, but you know, in the world, and you hear about people who get so drunk and bent, and just, they just get so wasted, they call it, you know. They can't remember anything they did. And they're like, oh, I guess that was a liquor talking. Oh, I said that. I guess that was a liquor talk. And you see the pictures and the photos on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. It's like, oh, well, I guess that was, you know, I guess that was the whatever beverage they had talking, you know. And Paul says in Ephesians, you know, don't be drunk with wine, but be intoxicated with the Holy Spirit. You know, that's how it should be for the Lord. Jesus says the children of the world are cleverer than the children of the light. They lose themselves in the world. They get lost in the world. People get lost in sports. People get lost in drugs. People get lost in pornography. They get lost in their careers, lost in their families, lost in their degrees, lost in their liquor and all the different things. But you know what? Lost in the yoga and the health and the organic foods and all those different things. But I'm saying get lost in Jesus. Get lost in him so you can say, so someone can come and say, wow, you're really on fire. You're really happy. Really? I didn't even notice. I guess that's the Lord talking. You know? Wow, you seem to really just have some joy going on. Or you really seem to just, there's something aglow about you. Really? I didn't even notice. I'm just enjoying the Lord. You know? Wow, it seems like you really dealt with that person who was really rude to you. Really? I didn't even realize it. I was too busy worshiping the Lord. That must have been the Lord doing it. That is the way we need to be, intoxicated, drunk off Jesus Christ. I mean, I can't say it any other way. Be lost in Jesus Christ. That's going to be satisfaction to your soul. Amen. Lord, I just lift you up. You're so good. You're so good. It says in your word that you hold us to your bosom like a shepherd does with their sheep. You love us, Lord. You invite us. You say in Isaiah, do not fear. I will hold your hand. I will be by your side. Lord, please incline us to come to you right now, today, Jesus, and enjoy you today. to reap the benefits of your praise and your worship, Lord. I pray that anyone listening will be motivated to know your goodness, to know that you save, not just from hell, but from the hell of this world, Lord. From the burdens of this world, you save us. We still go through the sufferings. We still experience the effect of living in a sinful world. But Lord, you just cover us with you. And I pray, Lord, that whoever is listening would trust in that. That they wouldn't wait till they go to heaven. Oh, they wouldn't wait till they see you and see all the things that they missed out on. That they could have had. That they're going to have in heaven. But that they could have had on earth. Right now. So Lord, please, I'm nobody. Just speak through me, Lord. Or whoever you want to use. That you're good and you desire people to feed off your goodness. To delight in you. Lord, I love you and we lift you up. We praise your name, Jesus Christ. In your name we pray. Amen.